Hey everybody, this is Charlie Worsham. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Scuff mark scars on my kitchen floor. A decade of dancing dug into the boards. Every scratch is part of the story you tell. Pocket knife blade in my backyard tree. Two names and a heart for the world to see. It might be crude, but it's a symphony of L.O.V. You got a melody, make them hear it. Shout it out loud and clear till you rattle the walls of the atmosphere. Start right now, start right here. Cause the world keeps spinning like an old Vic troll. Round and round, over and over. When the needle drops down, what you gonna do? Life is a record, better cut your groove. Cut your groove. A lot of the time you won't be on top, but when you fall off the charts, don't let it stop you. Part of the charm is a crackle and pop and a hiss. There's a song for the taste of your first kiss. A tune for the blues you feel when you miss the one you love but can't be with. It's a crazy trip, it's a crazy trip. You got a melody, make them hear it. Shout it out loud and clear till you rattle the walls of the atmosphere. Start right now, start right here. Cause the world keeps spinning like an old Vic troll. Round and round, over and over. When the needle drops down, what you gonna do? Life is a record, better cut your groove. Cut your
Charlie Worsham to the program.
Thanks for having me.
No, that's good. No, I've been I haven't had a chance to see you yet, but everybody that's from my team has been out to see your shows, and they're just knocked out with what you're doing. And so just to bring me up to speed from where you've come from to where you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have to start with the now just for a second, because I'm still buzzing from last night. I got to perform in London with a band for the first time, supporting Lucy Silvis, and we were at the Islington Assembly Hall, and Lucy is a gem. We're old friends since she first came to Nashville to write, and it was a really, really beautiful moment for me, just because my journey began, and for the most part, these last couple years, has just been me and an acoustic guitar. It was first at C2C 2 years ago, mm-hmm. the CMA songwriter round, and that changed everything. I like to say, like, I've never experienced the whole overnight sensation thing except for over here, because I played that CMA round on a Thursday and performed songs that night that I've never done live. And the next day I had a show at one of the C2C stages, and people came out in droves, and they were singing these songs. They were singing these songs I'd never sung except for the night before. So somebody had to go dedicate themselves to learning this song and listening to it, and it just has been the great thrill for me in my career, you know, not to knock anything else I've done. It's just I'm in love with the way people engage and love and discover and support music over here. It's something I've never seen anywhere else.
That's great. So this is your band that's come over to play with you, is it?
Well, that's one of the great things about Lucy. It's actually her drummer and bass player. So I'm not quite where I can afford to fly over my musicians in Nashville. But Lucy, having lived here and had a huge career here years ago, she knows all of the great players in town. Mm-hmm. And she was kind enough to let them perform with me as well, kind of do double duty on the tour. And so we've been getting along famously, as they say.
Great. So what's the current single you got out?
Oh, I don't know that I think I had a single back in the States to Cut Your Groove for a couple of weeks. But it'd probably be Old Time's Sake here, I guess. But it's funny, the unofficial hit that has happened off this record happened before the record came out, when I did a song called Lawn Chair Don't Care at C2C, and I love it because everybody, I guess here, calls them deck chairs. But those funny cheap aluminum foldable chairs have, I guess, everybody's taken a liking to them in my song. Hey everybody, this is Charlie Worsham. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Punch in, punch out, try to make the boss proud. Finally Friday, headed down a home route. Six-pack stop, it'll only take a minute. Pick a quick pick ticket. Penny scratching, didn't win it. Never once will I win, I guess. Another day, another dollar deeper in debt. Boop, 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 boop. Turn on my TV, people yelling at me. War in the Middle East, never gonna have peace. How's a man afford to keep the juice flowing, knowing where the money's going, wondering if the living's worth the cost? The poor get poor, the rich get rich. We're all gonna die, life is a bitch. Lawn chair, don't care about the bills I can't pay. It's all cool shade where I sit, when I sit with my fold-out friend. American aluminum wrapped in plaster, strong, got my back through it all, anytime, anywhere. Lawn chair, don't care. Boop, 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 boop. I was thinking about a sad king, heavy crown, ruling on a tall throne, all alone, way up high, feeling down, worried what the kingdom's gonna do now. What a troubled view for a man mostly misunderstood. Now I don't have a servant waiting hand and foot, but I do have a luxury just as good. Lawn chair, don't care about the bills I can't pay. It's all cool shade where I sit, when I sit with my fold-out friend. American aluminum wrapped in plaster, strong, got my back through it all, anytime, anywhere. Lawn chair, don't care. Lawn chair, don't care. American aluminum wrapped in plaster, strong, got my back waiting at home with open arms, not giving a shit out in the yard. When I'm falling apart, it props me up, no matter how deep I'm dug in a rut. I love every last plastic fiber square. Lawn chair, don't care. Boop, 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 boop.
I heard a rumor somewhere that you were thinking of coming over to do a residency over here.
I have been thinking hard about it, and so is my team, and we really want to make it happen. We don't know yet the details of when and where and how, but I do know in Nashville, it's funny, within the city limits of Nashville, I'm kind of very well known. And if you go out into the States, you know, but most places I'm not. But part of the beauty of that is I have this chance in Nashville. Every year I play a residency for a month, and I end up doing a lot of other things in town. Just being a part of the music scene there, it's hard not to stay active, and it's fun, and everybody wins. And I want to bring that and the spirit of those kind of shows over here. And I find the UK and London, especially in Edinburgh, because I'm in love with that town, but to be very creative, and they fuel creativity a lot for me. And I can only imagine if I were here for, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months that, and playing a show every Thursday night at some little club, you know, in Hoxton Square or something with a band, and one night's bluegrass night and one night's classic country and the other night's blues night, you know, I think it would be a very cool experience for all of us, both us on stage and the folks in the crowd.
Because you did your residency at the Basement, didn't you, in Nashville?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Yeah, because I just come back from Nashville yesterday,
and
some people were talking about you and the Basement, and we were, you know, it had already come to me about you doing this residency, so we actually had a conversation. I think it was in Warner Brothers, funny enough, that I was actually having this conversation, and they're knocked out with you, so they love you.
Oh well, they've got my back, you know. It's not lost on me, you know. I know my records have been critically acclaimed, but the sales have not been that great, and I've never had to worry about my future thanks to Warner Brothers. I mean, they've got my back and they're committed, and I know that that's a rare thing these days, a super rare thing for an artist who doesn't, you know, their first launch off the launch pad isn't a multiple orbit around the globe kind of thing. You know, it's hard for companies to keep investing in artists these days, but Warner's doing it.
That's great. So are you, how long have you got left of the tour here?
Oh gosh, just about a week, and it's been so far, these first 2-3 weeks have been sort of me for the most part staying in one place in London and doing a lot of things out of the central location. But the next week we're traveling, we're starting to hustle, and I'm excited for that. Most of my experiences over here touring have been more like that, where it's a different place every night or every other night, and the only difference will be that we'll be traveling in a van this time. I've always just hopped on the trains with my guitar, which I love because you see the countryside, but I'm excited to ride with Lucy and the band and experience another way to travel over here.
Oh yeah, it can be fun in a group van, as long as you got windows, you're okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So are plans being discussed for you coming back next year?
They are, and you know, I love C2C, love to be a part of it again this year, and I've asked to be, but I haven't gotten official word on it. That said, I'm not worried if I do end up not at C2C. It may be because we're trying to do something more along the lines of this residency and a more extensive trip over. But I love it here. I love the way people engage with music, but I also love the culture and the history. And it's nice to be a guest in another country for me right now, because it gives me perspective that I don't think I would have back at home. And it's actually a perspective I wish I could extend to more folks back in America, because it's a really cool thing to be in a city. It's not that New York doesn't have this too, but London is just such a global city, and what I've experienced of the people here, they're incredibly gracious and welcoming, and and so I just I cherish that.
Yeah, if they like you, they're going to be a fan for life. That's
man.
We don't let our artists go. We hold on to them.
Yeah, Yes, sir.
You know, so yeah, because there's lots more. You know, more and more Americans are coming in. The marketplace is opening wider and wider. There's more and more festivals being added next year. That's going to incorporate, you know, the contemporary new American artists more than the more traditional older artists. So there's a marketplace for so many to come over. So I think talking to many of the labels while I was in Nashville is that international is the vision for 2018 from all of them. So I think many more will be coming.
Yes, sir.
Which would be good, which would give more opportunities for you guys that have already built up a fan base, you know.
Which is great. Sir.
Well, good. Well, it's been great talking to Charlie. I'll try and catch you somewhere on this last week. Probably not, because I just got back from Nashville. But
no, I understand.
Definitely the next time or even in Nashville. But, Charlie, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, thank you so much. Hey everybody, this is Charlie Worsham. You're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm on my third one, so I've got a loose tongue. But if you feel thirsty, I'll buy you one too. At the risk of a cliche, wouldn't be okay if we sit together and talk for a few. Now I usually get home before I get too gone, but I don't think staying would be a mistake. I love this song too. Could I dance with you? Let's try something new for old time's sake. If I had a nickel for every George Dickel silver tongue promise made in this bar, we'd be sitting and sipping on something expensive, making a killing off of desperate hearts. If you didn't know better, you'd think I was clever, casting my lines in this neon lake. But I ain't here fishing, I'm just kinda wishing we try something new for old time's sake. Getting on late, we're getting on great. It'd be easy to take this way too far. You know I want to, but I think I like you enough to just walk you out to your car. Innocent, no, I just know how it could go if we jump in too quick. So I'm willing to wait. Well, this might sound crazy, old-fashioned maybe, but let's try something new for old time's sake. Let's try something new for old time's sake.